Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Haskell, Brother and Sister, Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia, March 1, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 3SM 338-339, 7MR 386-387, CTR 357. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, we received Brother Haskell's letter the evening after the Sabbath. We were glad to hear from you that your interests are united as one. May the Lord bless this union, that you may be a strength and support to one another at all times. May the peace of God rest upon you, is my sincere desire and earnest prayer. Go stand and speak unto the people all the words of this life. Acts 5, verse 20. I am pleased, Brother Haskell, that you have a helper. This is that which I have desired for some time. The work in which we are engaged has made us one in Christ Jesus to diffuse the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is your privilege to have happiness in your new relation to each other, in ministering the gospel to those who are in darkness and error. We can sympathize and unite in the grand work which you and I love, and which is the one great object ever before us, the enlargement of the kingdom of Christ and the celebration of His glory. In everything which relates to this, we are united in the bonds of Christian fellowship, in companionship with heavenly intelligences. We are never alone. We can never put forth the least effort for the advancement of the work of God in our world, but the act thrills through all the universe of heaven and makes us co-laborers with God. United with the heavenly principalities and powers, all our sympathies are absorbed. Thus our strength and efficiency are to be united in the design of Christ as His agents connected with the great firm to secure other agencies and combine them with those already in operation to restore the moral image of God in man. The labor by our connection with Him, you will unitedly do the work of God on earth as the principalities and powers in heaven do the work assigned them. Because of the light given me, I am fully possessed with the conviction that through your united agencies, as sanctified instrumentalities, light shall be reflected to the salvation of many souls that are now in darkness and error. I know you have not lived unto yourselves, but unto Him whom you love and whom you serve and worship. Each angel is at his post, waiting for the cooperation of human channels to give efficiency and power to the truth in the restoration of fallen man. This was Christ's work. This is our work. The angels of God are to be regarded as ever present with the interested, consecrated worker, perpetually stimulating, strengthening, and encouraging the efforts of the laborers on earth. By the eye of faith, we are fighting in view of the whole universe of heaven. There is plenty of help and strength for us in God, for the heavenly agencies are mighty. Their divine influence is with all we do and all we say to advance the glory of God. These agencies are abundantly mighty. Their efforts with human endeavors, and through the medium of our faith, will shed a softening and subduing influence upon our course of action. In the economy of God, all the powers of heaven cooperate with the wholehearted, earnest workers in this world in carrying forward His design in saving the lost. The claim of relationship and mutual influence not only passes from one member to another of the church militant, but through all the family of heaven, uniting both worlds for the saving of a perishing world. Never are we absent from the mind of God. God is our joy and our salvation. Each of the ancient prophets spoke less for their own time than for ours, so that their prophesying is in force for us. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. Not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. 1 Peter 1, verse 12. The Bible has been your study book. It is well thus, for it is the true counsel of God, and it is the conductor of all the holy influences that the world has contained since its creation. We have the encouraging record that Enoch walked with God. If Enoch walked with God in that degenerate age just prior to the destruction of the world by a flood, we are to receive courage and be stimulated with his example that we need not be contaminated with the world, but amid all its corrupting influences and tendencies, we may walk with God. We may have the mind of Christ. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, was ever prophesying the coming of the Lord. This great event had been revealed to him in vision. Abel, though dead, is ever speaking of the blood of Christ, which alone can make our offerings and gifts perfect. The Bible has accumulated and bound up together its treasures for this last generation. All the great events and solemn transactions of Old Testament history have been, and are, repeating themselves in the church in these last days. There is Moses, still speaking, teaching self-renunciation by wishing himself blotted from the book of life for his fellow men, that they might be saved. David is leading the intercession of the church for the salvation of souls to the ends of the earth. The prophets are still testifying of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. There the whole accumulated truths are presented in force to us that we may profit by their teachings. We are under the influence of the whole. What manner of persons ought we to be to whom all this rich light of inheritance has been given? Concentrating all the influence of the past with new and increased light of the present, accrued power is given to all who will follow the light. Their faith will increase and be brought into exercise at the present time, awakening an energy and an intensely increased earnestness and thorough dependence upon God for His power to replenish the world and send the light of the Son of Righteousness to the ends of the earth. God has enriched the world in these last days proportionately with the increase of ungodliness, if His people will only lay hold of His priceless gift and bind up their every interest with Him. There should be no cherished idols, and we need not dread what will come, but commit the keeping of our souls to God as unto our faithful Creator. He will keep that which is committed to His trust. I did not expect to write in this line, but you have it as fast as my pen could go over the paper. I commenced writing about 2 o'clock a.m. I am making no copy of this, but will copy it when you shall come up here to Kurenbong. I had to copy the letter sent to you from Brother Daniels. I cannot see how it can be wisdom for you to go to Adelaide, just as our school is about to commence. Someone of experience is needed here, and I know of none who can take hold here as you both can do at this time. I cannot see how this can be otherwise. There is a work to be done here, and there is no head to plan or devise, and we need you both to take hold. I cannot do this. I must devote time to writing. Your experience, Brother Haskell, united with that of your wife, will be just the help we need, and I cannot see how it can be your duty to go to Adelaide or to New Zealand. I had written to Brother Daniels in reference to the situation of things before his letter came demanding more help, if it were possible to furnish it. But I do not see that it would be wisdom for you to leave for any place as we are now situated. We need workers here, and some visits and some help must be given to Sydney. When the work shall be brought up properly here and the school opened, I can consent, but I cannot consent for you to leave me now. I cannot think it your duty to do so. There is a work to be done here which has been strangely neglected. I wish to take Brother and Sister Haskell to visit in the country, some very nice people. I have hope they may receive the truth. Let Brother Daniels call Brother and Sister Wilson to their help. I would be glad if you could go to Adelaide, for with your experience you could give them just the help they need. By the opening of the school is now so near we must have you here. You understand about these things. Let Brother Daniels himself go to Adelaide and help them. He is close by. How could Brother Daniels think it duty to take any help from this locality, where we have so little? There is executive ability needed in Sydney, and especially just now in Kurenbong. But I will not write more now. Come back home as soon as possible. We have had our girls go twice to the blackberry patch, and we have had our blackberry shortcake. Yesterday they decided that their shortcake was the best they have yet had. We have now 50 quarts canned. We have plenty of grapes. We will be pleased to see your wife, who has been so long nigh and yet so far off. Last Sabbath we had a large turnout, expecting to hear you. Well, please come as soon as you can. In much love.